Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Lyman Bostock. Batting second, the second baseman, Bob Randall. Batting third, the first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Dan Ford. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Larry Heil. Batting sixth, the DH, Craig Cusick. Batting seventh, the catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting ninth, the third baseman, Jerry Terrell. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Pete Redfern. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Alan Bannister. Batting second, the right fielder, Bill Stein. Batting third, the first baseman, Jim Spencer. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Jorge Horta. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Kevin Bell. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Jack Broemer. Batting seventh, the center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting eighth, the pitcher, Ken Brett. Batting ninth, the catcher, Jim Essien. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ken Brett. And now, play ball. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards third. Terrell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein takes first base on ball four. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a fly ball into left field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heil. Horta reaches second base with a double. Stein moves to third. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bannister scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is called out on strikes. Two outs. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell juggles the ball. That's an error on Bell. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a fly ball into left field. Horta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer hits a fly ball into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a fly ball into left field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell strikes out. Two outs. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0 for 1 in the game. Bostock strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Redfern fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0 for 1 in the game. Bannister hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Randall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Stein strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0 for 1 in the game. Randall hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 1 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bannister scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 1 in the game. Ford hits a fly ball into right field. Stein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 1 in the game. Spencer hits a fly ball into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Horta hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0 for 1 in the game. Heil hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0 for 1 in the game. Cusick hits a fly ball into left field. Horta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiniger hits a fly ball into left field. Horta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer is 0 for 1 in the game. Broemer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon bunts towards first. Carew scoops it up and throws to first, with Randall covering, for the out. Broemer moves to second. One out. Ken Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops it up and throws to first, with Redfern covering, for the out. Broemer moves to third. Two outs. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0 for 1 in the game. Essien hits a fly ball into left field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 1 in the game. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bannister scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Terrell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0 for 2 in the game. Bostock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bannister scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0 for 2 in the game. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Stein bunts towards the mound. Redfern settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 2 in the game. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0 for 2 in the game. Randall hits a pop-up towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 2 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 2 in the game. Ford hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Horta hits a line drive towards first. Carew reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Broemer hits a fly ball into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon hits a fly ball into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. the Twins will come to bat. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile is 0 for 2 in the game. Hile hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon, who is chasing the ball. Hile reaches third base with a triple. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0 for 2 in the game. Cusick hits a fly ball into right field. Stein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hile tags and scores. One out. It's 1-0, Twins. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 2 in the game. Weiniger takes first base on ball 4. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 2 in the game. Smalley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Broemer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 0 for 2 in the game. Terrell hits a line drive towards third. Bell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 2 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Redfern fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Ewing pinch hits for Jim Essien. Sam Ewing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ewing strikes out. Two outs. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards third. Terrell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox 0. The Twins will come to bat. Brian Downing now catching. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0 for 3 in the game. Bostock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bannister scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0 for 3 in the game. Randall hits a fly ball into right field. Stein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 3 in the game. Carew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 3 in the game. Ford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carew moves to second. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Hile takes first base on ball 4. Carew moves to third. Ford moves to second. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cusick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carew scores. Ford scores. Hile moves to third. It's 3-0, Twins. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Weiniger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Stein hits a fly ball into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 3 in the game. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Spencer for the out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Orta hits a ball on the ground towards third. Terrell fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.